I've missed you. I know, I only went to the shop, but that's all it really takes for me to start longing for my babe. I mean, needless to say, I'm very attached to you. How couldn't I be? Oh, my precious little thing. You know how much I love you. After all the things that I do for you, I mean, I just went shopping for you. Buying all of your favorite foods and snacks. Yeah, don't want you being hungry. No, 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 that wouldn't be good, would it? I have to keep you happy. Because when you're happy, I'm happy. And then we can have more fun together, can't we? You still seem a bit shaken up. Come closer, come on. Why don't you sit on my lap? There's no need to be so scared. When you can feel my skin touching yours, you know that you're safe. So why don't you be good for me? Yeah. Be very good for me. And come and sit on my lap. Oh, there you are. Isn't that nice and comfy? Oh, I can feel your heart rate. You're still shaking, aren't you? Darling, I told you it's not a big deal. It really isn't. And you knew that I wasn't a good person when you got to know me. So you can't act like that this is a big shocker. So what, I'm a little sadistic and I don't really like people, but you're not people. You're the exception, actually. You're special. You are. You are. I mean that. I've done some very horrible things to a lot of people, and you've seen it on the news. You've heard about it. And I told you about my criminal record as well. And you still jumped into my jaws. The rabbit normally runs away from the wolf's jaws, but you hopped right into mine. But you are delicious. And I promise, love, I will never hurt you. I only want to keep you safe, and I want you to be mine, and all mine, and no one else's. Yeah. I know, it's going to take you some time to get used to it. But I'm a very patient man, especially when it comes to someone as cute as you. I don't want to mess things up. No, because you're very important to me. And I want to keep you happy, okay? You make my life so much better. Just by existing. Just by being yourself and just by being as lovable as you are. Oh, look at your cheeks. They're so cute. Even when you're a bit nervous or on edge, you're just still so adorable. And that's why I love you so much. No matter how you're feeling, you're just so lovable. Can't believe people in your past have hurt you. I mean, I know I'm messed up, but it takes a different type of fucked up to do something bad to someone as perfect as you. I don't want you to feel like I'm just saying these things. You really do mean a lot to me. So much so that I know how this is going to end, because when I get crazy about someone, when I love them as much as I love you, I just can't help my urges. No, not those ones. The other ones. To put it very bluntly, I think I'm going to kill you one day. And I know that sounds disconcerting. And I haven't been duplicitous during our relationship, I promise you, I do love you and I will never hurt you. But the way I see it, taking a life is the final form of domination and submission. When I take your life, you will belong to me and you'll be mine forever. And I really want you to be mine, and even right now when I'm holding you in my arms, while you sit on my lap and you squirm ever so slightly, even now I don't feel like I'm close enough to you, and it really does get to me. But I was thinking, I know this is a lot to put on you when you're already processing the truth about me, so I thought tonight I would do that thing that you like when I kiss your neck. How does that sound, darling? Then let's get started. No, you don't need to worry. We don't even need to bring that topic back up, because for the foreseeable future, I'm not going to be hurting you, okay? Or killing you. I'm just going to love you. And make you happy. Love, I am going to enjoy our time together. Until my love is just too much and I need to do something dramatic to prove to you how crazy you make me. Your neck is so sweet and so soft. What's that? Oh, you like feeling my breath on your neck. You are so cute. If I'm being honest, I never thought that I would find someone who I love again. And then I met you. You've turned my world upside down. And I love you so much. Can I kiss you on the lips? Oh, yeah, turn around. Ah, yeah, face me. There you go, that cute, cute face and those perfect eyes of yours. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you. Come on, give me a kiss. Those lips are so perfect. I'm gonna keep you so safe. So adorable. And the way that you make those little moans when I'm kissing you, and I slightly tickle your neck with my lips as I just caress them with my ever loving kisses. Fuck, you taste so good. Oh, I've been dying to do this all day. I know I did kiss you and make out with you this morning, but I went to the shop and I was missing you. Do you think I'm joking when I say stuff like that? No, I was just thinking of you while I was driving, while I was walking around the shop. I was just worried that you might be lonely. I don't like to leave you alone. I like to always be with you. Spend all of my time giving you as much love as I can give you. It's the least that you deserve. It's a bit sad though. I know one day that my feelings are going to change. But you don't have to worry about that. Okay. I think I've kissed you enough. I should probably go and get cooking, shouldn't I? I'm cooking your favourite tonight. Yeah, of course. It's the least that I can do. You just stay here and relax. I'll be up with food in about an hour, okay? Oh, you're so perfect. Okay. I should get going.